As previously noted, anti-labor actions of the Bush administration prompted Jack Hayman, an official of the International Longshore and Warehouse Union, to state that Bush is effectively declaring war on the working class here. Those with long memories know that labor news has largely dropped from the mainstream media's radar screen. Disdain and suppression of intellectuals and the arts. Intellectuals and the inherent freedom of ideas and expression associated with them were anathema to these regimes. Intellectual and academic freedom were considered subversive to national security and the patriotic ideal. Universities were tightly controlled, politically unreliable faculty harassed or eliminated. Unorthodox ideas or expressions of dissent were strongly attacked, silenced, or crushed. To these regimes, art and literature had to serve the national interest, or they had no right to exist. In the wake of the 9/11 attacks, many conservative groups on college campuses denounced academic freedom, according to a report by John K. Wilson, coordinator of the Independent Press Association's Campus Journalism Project. Other academics were fired or reprimanded for merely speaking out on the issues of war or questioning the official story of 9/11. Obsession with crime and punishment. Most of these regimes maintain draconian systems of criminal justice with huge prison populations. The police were often glorified and had almost unchecked power, leading to rampant abuse. Normal and political crime were often merged into trumped-up criminal charges and sometimes used against political opponents of the regime. Fear and hatred of criminals, or traitors, was often promoted among the population as an excuse for more police power. The United States today has a higher incarcerated population than all European jails combined, and in certain areas, such as Washington, D.C., police presence is at an all-time high. One visitor to Washington in the summer of 2007 asked a police officer why there were so many cops around. He replied, "People would rather have security than freedom." Rampant cronyism and corruption. Those in business circles and close to the power elite often used their position to enrich themselves. This corruption worked both ways. The power elite would receive financial gifts and property from the economic elite, who in turn would gain the benefit of government favoritism.